G'day everyone, Ian here, on a beautiful, I just realised it, I just looked out to see what the day's like, on a beautiful evening, such a wonderful time of the year, autumn. That stifling heat has passed and we're settling into just glorious weather. It's just beautiful. Light breeze, people out exercising, riding bicycles home from work, strolling down here by the river, going for a jog. It's just glorious. Perfect human temperature. Just bliss more. How are you, everybody? How are things over there? Wherever you may be. In Europia. Here in Australia, in America, maybe in Puerto Rico. Hey, Ricky? Wherever you may be, how are things? I've had a bit of a busy day. I didn't go to work today. I had the day off. I needed to go and see my dentist because back when I was about 24, long time ago, when I was 24, I decided that I wanted to challenge myself. I was skydiving at the time, and the drop zone was just west of Newcastle. And I thought, for no other reason than it sounded like a bit of an adventure, I might ride my bicycle from Sydney to the drop zone. 200 kilometres. I wanted to do it in one day, see if I could do it. Okay, well, rise to the occasion, do a bit of training. So I was out, and this is around the time that I was godlike fit. I was just amazingly fit. I ran a couple of marathons around this time in my life, and I would go to the gym morning and evening. I'd run morning and evening. I would cycle whenever I got a chance. So I was very, very fit. I think I had 3% body fat at the time. Yeah, you could actually see the muscle fibers when I was in the gym in my pecs. The muscle fibers were showing through my skin if you got the light just at the right angle. I was so cut, so lean. A real racehorse I was. I do miss those days. They were glorious. Yeah, but anyway, like I was saying, I was very, very fit. And I decided to set myself this challenge to go for this bike ride. And I would get out and I'd do whatever I had to do. And I was one morning, I was out training, I was riding my bicycle. I can't remember if I was riding to work. No, I think I went actually out for a bit of a training ride. I was riding along Military Road in Sydney. And it happened to be, it was pretty early in the morning, probably about 7 o'clock, but there's still a lot of traffic. You know, it was peak hours happening and there was traffic everywhere, and I was riding on the side of the road and I was very close to the gutter, and this bus came so close to me, just not quite glancing me, didn't quite touch me, but scared the bejesus out of me. And my tyre went into a little bit of rough bitumen between the curb and the road, I hit the curb and it threw me, and I went straight over the top of the handlebars, and I was sailing through the air heading for the bitumen footpath, arms and legs flaring everywhere, the bicycle wrapped in my legs, just mess. And as I came down, I landed on my wrists and elbows and my face went forward, and all of a sudden I felt that cold metallic taste in my mouth as my two front teeth went dink and snapped off. I picked myself up, shook myself off, and I was a bloody mess. I had skin off my forehead, my top lip, my chin, my elbows, my palms of my hands, my knees. I was a mess. Handlebars on the bike were twisted about 45 degrees. I remember somebody coming to me and going, "You all right, mate?" And I went, "Yeah, I'm all right." I wasn't, but I said I was. And I threw my leg over the bike, and with the handlebars kinked around, I sort of limped home. I rode home. And I remember thinking, I'm in a bit of a mess here. And I thought, how am I going to deal with this? And I knew that if I knocked on the door and my then girlfriend, who became my wife, was to open the door and see me, she would freak out. So what I did is I strategized it and I knocked on the door with the bicycle over my shoulders and I turned my back to the door so that when she opened it, I would say away from her, I've had an accident, I'm a bit of a mess, but I'm okay. And then I turned around and looked at her and her mouth dropped open to see me as this bloody mess with two front teeth broken off. And we then spent the day running around getting me looked after. Eventually over the next week or two I end up getting a couple of crowns on the stumps. Fortunately I didn't lose the teeth, they didn't snap off at the root or with the root. But it's one of those accidents that happens in life, doesn't it? And I have to pay the price every 15 years and get a new set of crowns. So it was time yet again to, it's been now about 30 years since that accident. And 15 years ago, thereabouts, I had my first set of crowns replaced and today started the process of getting those crowns replaced again. It's such a pain in the ass. I know many people get crowns. We get tooth decay, we get all sorts of issues, but it's something that only comes around every 15 years for me. So I've spent the day I spent a couple of hours in the dentist chair as he cut the crowns off and took a mould and did what he does. What was also interesting is, and I think it surprised him a little bit when I asked him, I said, "Hey Cliff, I've been going to this dentist for about 30 years. We've both watched each other grow old." I said, "Cliff, I'm 54 and these crowns are going to last me until I'm about 70, and the chances are I'm not going to be able to afford another set of crowns when I'm 70 years old, because chances are, you know, my financial situation, I'm probably on the pension. Is there any way that you can make them a little bit longer?" Anyway, we had a bit of discussion about that, and there's only a limited amount that he can do, but it was interesting to actually reflect on doing things now to manage my older age, to manage my dotage. Like here I'll be 70 years old and maybe it's time to get a new set of crowns. Oh well, will I really care? Will I be able to afford them? Will I be able to use some other system? Maybe they'll develop some new techniques when the time comes about. He said it's something that most people don't ever consider. They just get a new set of crowns now and they don't worry about the fact that something's going to be happening in 15 or 20 years' time. But it is something I gave it some thought. No answers. Look after my teeth and hopefully I'll still have a full head of teeth and it won't be a huge problem when the time comes around. But that's what today's been about. And it's just been nice to spend the day not working, having a day off. Like I've mentioned a few times, I work casually, which means that I can sack work as much as work can sack me. So I said to them, "Listen, middle of the day I'm going to be at the dentist, so it's not worth coming in, so I'm going to have the day off." And they went, "Oh well, you're a casual, we can't force you to turn up." Yet again it was asked of me if I'm about my work situation. I said, "Yeah, I'm very comfortable with the way it is. I get paid a little bit extra, so even though I don't get paid for today, over the course of the year I get paid extra, which hopefully offsets the money I lose when I take time off, for argument's sake, so I don't get holiday pay." And today was one of those examples. But it was very, very nice to spend the afternoon at home and do some audio editing. Yes, the real ADM, I'm editing some audio. He knows what that means. And sort of chipping away at a few things around the edges. Hopefully I'll get back to you with some good news soon. But it's good. It's good. It's nice to have a day off to be just relaxing and enjoying this glorious weather we've got, and and get one of these things. These teeth of mine are one of those remedial things that I've been avoiding because I didn't have the finances to be able to pay for it. It's expensive exercise, as everybody knows who's got crowns. I've been avoiding it for a couple of years, and it's the last of my big financial costs to get me back, other than paying off my debts. It's the last of those things I've been avoiding, and it feels great to have it in train now. That's what I've been up to. What have you been up to? How's your day been? I might go and listen to the feed and find out for myself. Have a wonderful time, whatever you're up to, everybody. Cheers for now, hey. Bye-bye.